Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Some preachers, especially well-known preachers, seem to ignore their younger counterparts. I observe that inexcusable conduct when I was a much younger preacher. If there is anybody on earth who ought to acknowledge and encourage young preachers, it ought to be the older men who have fought life's battles and have so much to contribute to their younger brethren. There is no doubt in studying the life of Paul that he supported and loved the younger men who worked with him in the spreading of the gospel. He mentions a substantial number of those men. I shall dwell today on what he says about Tychicus. All my state shall Tychicus declare unto you, who is a beloved brother, and a faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that he might know your estate and comfort your hearts. Colossians 4:7-8. We know very little about Tychicus, but what we do know endears him to every faithful Christian. Our first encounter with Tychicus is when Paul was accompanied on his return to Macedonia by Sopater of Berea, by Aristarchus and Secundus of Thessalonica, by Gaius of Derbe, by Timothy and by Tychicus, and by Trophimus of Asia. Acts 20:4. In his letter to the Ephesians, Paul used language very similar to what he used in Colossians. He calls Tychicus a beloved brother and faithful minister of the Lord. He sent Tychicus to Ephesus to learn how the church was getting along and to comfort their hearts. Ephesians 6:21-22. In his second letter to Timothy, Paul refers to the fact that he had sent Tychicus to Ephesus. 2 Timothy 4:12. He told Titus, "When I shall send Artemas unto you, or Tychicus, be diligent to come unto me at Nicopolis, for I have determined to winter there." Titus 3:12. It should be evident from what Paul wrote in Colossians and in these other texts that Tychicus was dependable and devout. Paul knew Tychicus would inform the Colossians about Paul's condition, literally the things concerning Paul. Paul refers to Tychicus as a beloved brother and faithful minister. The word minister comes from the Greek diakonos and means servant. Tychicus may have been a preacher, but the word minister does not necessarily mean that. Paul called Tychicus a fellow servant, or a slave, or a fellow bondservant. That may mean that Tychicus had spent some time in prison with Paul, but that probably is not the meaning of the term. All Christians are slaves, not slaves of the world, but slaves of Jesus Christ. Paul explained, "For he who is called in the Lord, being a slave, is the Lord's free man. Likewise also, he who is called being free is Christ's slave." 1 Corinthians 7:22. The slaves of Jesus Christ are the freest men in the world. We have been made free from our sins and free to serve the living God. Paul had sent Tychicus to Colossae to learn how the church was doing. The Revised Version, the Revised Standard Version, and the New American Standard Version read somewhat differently from the King James. They read, "that you might know our state." I'm sure the Colossians wanted to know of Paul's welfare just as he wanted to know of theirs. He also wanted Tychicus to comfort the hearts of the Colossians. In those extremely difficult times, the missionaries were in grave danger. Paul might easily have been killed for his work in the Lord's church. So Tychicus assured the Colossians that Paul was doing well, even though he was in prison at the time he wrote the Colossian letter. The expression "comfort your hearts" means to encourage and to support the Colossians. With all the uncertainty that existed in those days, it was very important that the Colossians be encouraged. Thank you for listening today, and may God richly bless you.